Hey everyone, Dave Plisky here.
And Father John Gribwich, good to be with you.
We're dropping in on an off week in our bonus episode run to give you a little taste of what's coming in season two. But before we get to that, John, I want to back up for a second.
Please.
The whole reason we started this podcast was to help people lead a more integrated life. And when we say integrated, what we really mean is not separating your spirituality from the rest of who you are. Not putting God in one drawer and work in another drawer and your relationships in a third. One life, one person, all of it held together.
Right. And what's interesting is that theme, integration, kept showing up in season one in a way we didn't really plan for. If you listen through all 11 episodes, you know the word that kept coming up over and over again was listening. Every guest in their own way kept circling back to it.
Listening is sacred. Listening means giving someone your full attention. And attention taken to its highest degree, as Simone Weil put it, is prayer.
And I don't think it's a fluke that this is what we kept on hearing. Here's a thought that's been sitting with me. In every age, the Spirit seems to inspire a response that matches the biggest problem the church is facing. In the early church, Christians were being persecuted, and the radical response was martyrdom. Later, Christianity got cozy with the state, and the radical response became monasticism. People literally walked out into the desert because the church had gotten too comfortable. Today, Christians in the West aren't really being persecuted, and we're not exactly comfy with the state either. The whole arrangement is gone. What we are is stuck inside a noisy, digital, polarized culture where the biggest risk for the church is just becoming irrelevant, being tuned out, lost in the feed. And so what's the radical response? I think it's listening, and not just listening, listening without an agenda. Not waiting for our turn to talk, not listening so we can convert somebody. Listening because the person in front of us is a person and God is already at work in them before we ever showed up.
So the question John and I keep asking ourselves, and the question season two is built around is this, how do we become bridge builders with no agenda? How do we recognize the way God is already moving in the person right in front of us? How are we encountering the cosmic Christ?
And this isn't just something the two of us cooked up in a studio. This has been a movement in the church for about 100 years now.
Right. It was codified in Vatican II in documents like Nostra Aetate, the 1965 Declaration on the Relation of the Church to Non-Christian Religions, where the church says, out loud, that we all share a common origin and a common destiny in God, where the church rejects nothing that is true and holy in Hinduism, in Buddhism, and the other great traditions, where the church calls for collaboration with Muslims, condemns anti-Semitism, and declares our universal brotherhood, saying that the true worship of God is incompatible with discrimination against any human being made in his image.
You know, the word diabolical means to throw apart. Evil is always dualistic. It always separates. But symbolic literally means to throw together. The word religion itself, religio, means to bind back together. Good religion gives us images and symbols and practices and reconciles what has been torn apart. God is the great reconciler, the great healer of opposites.
So that's what we're trying to do with this show. We're trying to bind things back together, trying to take what is good and true from wherever we find it and hold it all together in one integrated life. And so, if you're actually still listening to us, thank you. John and I thought the best way to carry this message of sacred listening forward in the spirit of Vatican II was to actually do it, to sit down and listen to voices from other traditions, our Christian brothers and sisters from other communions, and many voices from other faith traditions entirely.
Not to debate, not to convert, to listen, and to see what the Spirit might want to show us.
That's what we have in store for you for season two. So here's the plan. We've already dropped 10 bonus episodes. Those are the full-length conversations with our season one guests, and they're so good. We've got a couple more of those coming every other week. And then on June 1st, we return to our weekly release schedule, and that is the kickoff of season two. New episodes every Monday morning.
Stay tuned. We can't wait to share this with you.
Peace and every good.